Leah Thompson, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Oh my God, I am so pumped to talk to you.
Oh.
I am such a fan. You're that girl that everybody loves, and you play that same person every time, but it's different every time.
That's sweet. Thank you so much. It's so nice to meet you.
Well, very nice to meet you, too. And, of course, I know the whole world knows you from Back to the Future and all those other shows you've done. But tell me about the CW's The Spencer Sisters. I'm excited about this show.
Well, it was a shame that it kind of came out when the strike was on, so I couldn't really get the word out.
Yeah.
So in case you haven't heard of it or you haven't seen it, you can stream it for free on the CW app and catch up. But today we're having a finale, which is my daughter and I are private investigators. We kind of get together. We're polar opposites. And I'm like fabulous, and she's a tomboy. And we get together to solve mysteries and work out our relationship. So in this finale, my boyfriend has been kidnapped.
Mm.
And she just thinks he likes me because I'm wealthy, and I'm mad at her about that. But he gets kidnapped, so we got to get back together and solve this mystery and find him before it's too late.
Nice.
So it's a very exciting episode, as finales tend to be.
Right.
And I'm really excited to watch it myself. I've never seen it, so I'm really excited to see it. Because I also love the girl who played my daughter, like my sister. Wonderful actress.
So does that happen a lot when you do a show or you do a show? You don't really know what it's all about until you actually see it yourself, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't really, you know, you get the script maybe a week or 2 days before you start shooting. And, yeah, you're not entirely sure where they're going to take the characters. And sometimes I feel bad for people, like, in those R-rated HBO shows, because they don't know what's coming.
You have to put little clauses in your contract to make sure they don't go places you don't want them to go, right?
I don't think you can in those shows. So, yeah, this one is very, it's comfort TV. It's TV that you're going to enjoy. You're going to have a good time watching and trying to figure out the mystery along with us. And the characters are delightful. Really proud of the show. I really like it. And I hope we get another season.
Yeah, I hope you do too. You do a lot of shows that are very family oriented and very, very much, I think the mainstream actually loves. I mean, if it's not Back to the Future and Dennis the Menace and Beverly Hillbillies, Little Rascals, that's a conscious choice from you, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I love really dark spaces.
Mm.
I like comedy, and I direct a lot of shows, and they seem to be kind of in the same vein. I was actually surprised. I was directing Will Trent, and I was like, oh, this is the first kind of murder scene, like, serious murder scene I've had to shoot. But I tend to like that kind of entertainment where there's comedy involved. So I like that about Spencer Sisters. I mean, we have comedy, we have drama, and we have mystery. So
yeah, I love that. And, you know, and one of the shows that I absolutely loved you in, and I was addicted to it, was Switched at Birth. I couldn't get enough of that show.
Thank you so much. That show meant so much to me, and so many fans. We dealt with a lot of issues that people are having a hard time talking to each other, you know, when they're on different sides of the issues. And that show really, really accomplished that in a beautiful way and really brought something for the first time, a series about people who are deaf and hard of hearing. And yeah, that means a lot to me. Thank you for watching.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm telling you, I watched it from beginning to end and I followed it. And when I saw you on it as the mom, it was like, oh my gosh. And I was just drawn into it, and I kept thinking, oh no, they're ending it. Don't end it. I want more.
I know. I felt the same way. Thank you.
Well, I wish I had more time with you, but anyways, thank you. Been a fan for so long. Looking forward to this. I'm going to share this with our audience, and we're going to have some fun with it. Leah Thompson, thank you again.
Thank you so much.